are listening to The Bobby Hill Report. Welcome to the first episode of The Bobby Hill Report. I am Bobby Hill. And today is October 15, 2020. Basically, what this podcast is, it's me sharing my thoughts, in particular to politics, conspiracy news, and really anything. I can talk about anything. I like to talk. And if you want to listen, then listen. If not, then you don't have to. But that's why it's nice to be able to record it, put it out there. And it's definitely more comfortable than talking directly to people. I hate that. At least this way I can organize my thoughts and put them out there and not feel like an idiot. Well, I still feel like an idiot, but not a complete idiot. Anyway, like I said, my name is Bobby Hill. That is, I'll be honest, that's just an alias for my own protection and my family. Because I know I'm going to say some things that people aren't going to like, whether they be government entity or just private citizens. I know, especially now, because I used to do a radio show about 10 years ago, which ended in 2012, and I gotta say, it was pretty controversial, but I spoke my truth, which I believe was the truth, and I wasn't like I am now. I'm much more educated. I don't have to cuss when I speak. When I try to, you know, put my thoughts out there. And I think the world needs more people to express themselves and to speak some truth. And right now, you know, with the election coming up, I figure it's time. And I think I'm not here to try to push anyone to vote for somebody or vote at all, because personally, I gotta tell you, I don't think there are many good options. I don't think there are any good options. The last candidate I ever supported was Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, congressman out of Lake Jackson, Texas, retired, of course. He continues to do the Liberty Report, which I catch it from time to time. But yeah, I respect him, and I respect his politics. But, you know, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, these guys, Trump has done some good things, as far as exposing the mass pedophilia, sex trafficking, human trafficking, which is in a lot of ways connected to border security, which was something that even I've been kind of back and forth on as far as our border with Mexico. Do I believe in a wall? Not necessarily, but that's another conversation. But Trump, let's talk about my concern with President Trump. Our debt situation. That's, I don't want to say war isn't important. I think we need to end the wars, and he's actually doing that. But how are we going to recover fiscally from these wars, which we spent so much money on? And this coronavirus, which we spent so much money on. Like, I think people, especially who support the president, they have like tunnel vision. And I'm not saying you shouldn't highlight the good things, because you should. But you know, what are we going to do to pay down this debt? The last week of April of this year, we gave $1 million a day to the banks for like 11 days. So it's, you know, basically like giving 11 banks $1 trillion. I did say $1 trillion. That's a lot of money. That $11 trillion, that's like, you know, about half of what our debt was when Trump took over, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, the multiple stimulus packages worth trillions, and we're about to have another one. It's just, it's mind-blowing, you know. And that's why I'm here, because, like, I have to look at the bigger picture of the whole thing and say, wait a minute. Like, okay, let's take this $11 trillion. Now, this is where the kind of conspiracy stuff comes in, which I've actually gotten a lot tamer as far as that goes over these last years. But I was recently watching a documentary, and the title will throw you off. It's called The Capitalist Conspiracy, which it's actually not knocking capitalism, but and it reminded me of something that I'd forgotten, that the Federal Reserve is actually owned by like 12 major banking cartels. And I don't know, it just kind of clicked for me, like, oh, okay, we're giving trillions of dollars away to, like, you know, how many banks? You know, it's $1 trillion. It could be 11 banks or 12 banks getting that amount of money and doing God knows what. Because we know that our politicians, they're afraid of the banks. They always give them money to bail them out. And they say they're doing it for us. But yet, what is it, $300 billion out of the, what is it, like the third stimulus package went to the people. $300 billion. Out of trillions of your money, the money you worked for, your taxes. And yet, you know, the airlines and all this, and they say, well, the jobs. And I've said this before. The way capitalism works is that when a business fails on their, because of their own problems, their own mistakes, that will leave pieces for other companies to come in and create a new business and probably, you know, try to be successful. Like, I know, okay, let's say this whole Corona thing has actually saved some failing companies, especially department stores like JCPenney. They were on the brink of total collapse. And then here comes this virus, and they're like, oh, well, if it wasn't for the virus, you know, now we need a bailout. So, yeah. But, you know, the little guy, which, I mean, when the pandemic started, I was like, in the first couple weeks, I'm like, this thing is legit. Because, like any normal thinking person, I'm going to be cautious. You got to be cautious in the beginning, even if it's the government, you know, telling you this is what's up, you know. And then after that, I'm like, no, this is phony baloney. I didn't, you know, I will wear a mask if I absolutely have to, if I have to take a family member to a doctor's appointment, you know. It's just what what you have to do. You have to suck it up and deal with it. But other than that, no. My wife, she gets upset, I think, sometimes when I don't do it, but I think it's dehumanizing. And, you know, even the people that I know that don't believe in the, you know, that it's a threat to them, they'll still wear the mask. They don't know why, but they just do. And, yeah, that's what I think. That's kind of scary that people can be controlled like that so easily. It's just mind-blowing. But anyway, we got a little bit off track. but it's just been so long since I've been able to, you know, speak my mind and share my thoughts with other people like this, that it all just kind of, you know, it's coming from all directions in my mind, like, okay, talk about this and that. But Trump and Biden and, you know, Jorgensen, and honestly, I don't know who else there is, because frankly, it doesn't matter. You know, one of these two old white guys is going to be selected to run things. Typical. And being white has nothing to do with it, really. I'm just stating a fact. But yeah. Ugh. We gotta do something. I mean, something has to be done, people. We're sitting ducks. For the elite, the globalists. I don't, you know. But anyway, I don't want to get too deep right now, because I don't really have any notes or anything. I didn't write anything down. I'm just winging it. But really, I just wanted to say hi, and I look forward to doing these short, sometimes short, sometimes long, but sweet podcasts. And by the way, I got a shout out to Anchor, the platform here. And they're not telling me to say this, but I think that it's one of the better platforms out there, even though nobody knows about it. I'm doing this totally free. They offer, you know, a lot of tools for podcast creating. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing what we can do with just a little iPhone, and have been able to do for years, and I've forgotten how easy it is. And how nice it is. You know, you don't have to have a computer or anything. You know, you don't have to have extravagant equipment. I have, you know, microphones and all this stuff, but I think I might just use the phone. Anyway, so before I sign off of the Bobby Hill Report, I want to mention Biden. And what can you say? You know? Like, I genuinely am worried that someone like that, that people can actually support this guy. You know, I'm not, we don't even have to get into his sniffing and his son and his antics, his alcoholism. I mean, the dementia itself, or Alzheimer's, or whatever's going on with his brain. Someone like that cannot be president. That is not, I'm not saying go vote for Trump. I mean, there are other options. There always have been. It's just the people who select presidents, they only give you two options to make you think like you have a choice. And most people I talk to, subconsciously, they know they don't have a choice. But to have to choose between two, it's ridiculous, especially someone like Biden. And if, you know, and I want feedback, you can give me feedback. I don't have an email for the Bobby Hill Report yet, but as soon as I do, I'll put it out there, and I want to know what people think. Not necessarily about, you know, the podcast necessarily. I don't need critiques, but give me some thoughts to add to the, you know, that I can mull over, add to the bigger picture of what's going on. Because that's, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to put the puzzle together. Yeah. And, you know, who knows where this is going to go from here? Who knows where we're going to be in 2 weeks post-election? I mean, there's a lot of talk of civil war, revolution, country breaking apart. Oftentimes, none of this actually happens, because people talk about it every election cycle. But considering, you know, all the stuff that's been going on prior to, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I know that the elite don't want that. That would create a bigger problem for them. If it doesn't happen, that would actually show how much more control over the masses that they have, in my opinion. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you listen and you like it, keep listening. And I hope to bring you more better thought out reports in the coming days and weeks and months and hopefully years. And I want to actually bring good reports, good news. Like, yes, we have more freedom, more liberty. I want Liberty Talk Radio. Liberty we'll defend. Thank you.